World Sport from the BBC with Andrew Hawes. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, it's two defeats in a row for Manchester United in the English Premier League, while Everton fail to take advantage of a freak goal as they lose to Bolton.
It's a goal for Everton! It's been launched all the way from one end of the pitch to the other! And Tim Howard has scored for Everton! Quite remarkable scenes at Goodison Park! We've been talking about the difficult conditions all evening! That was an unbelievable goal!
And Jack Callis breaks yet more cricketing landmarks. So let's start with Test match cricket. Jack Callis scored a double century and AB de Villiers an unbeaten 160 as South Africa declared their first innings on 580 for 4 in the third and deciding Test against Sri Lanka. At the close, Sri Lanka were 149 for 2. Callis is one of only four players to amass more than 12,000 Test runs, but his double century was his first in more than a year. He said reaching the target at Newlands was especially sweet.
It's nice to get a big one, yeah. Especially with the series being 1-1, and you know, we needed some big performances from the guys. So it was just, you know, nice that I could be one of those guys that had put in a big performance. Spent a lot of time as a youngster watching a lot of cricket here, and you know, played a lot of cricket here. So it probably feels in a way like home. You know, from a cricketing point of view, you know, I just feel comfortable with the surroundings here. I think the crowd have been fantastic to me throughout my career, and my boys encourage me to you know, lift my game and go to different heights. And that's, you know, it's just a ground that I just feel comfortable at. I think it's, you can compare it to some golfers, just, you know, enjoy certain golf courses. You know, I just feel comfortable here.
That's Jack Callis. Well, there's been another defeat for Manchester United in the English Premier League. So Alex Ferguson's side follow up their 3-2 home loss against Blackburn with a 3-0 defeat at Newcastle. Striker Demba Ba scored his 15th Premier League goal. Yohan Cabaye added the second with a fine free kick, and Phil Jones' 90th minute own goal completed the scoring. The Manchester United manager said that Ba's first goal was the defining moment of the match.
I think they've tried their best, the players, there's no question about that. They always try their best because the importance of the occasion. You've got to give credit to Newcastle for their fighting qualities. They got stuck right into us. And, you know, it made it difficult. The goal, the scoring the goal was a big thing for them. There was no question about that. That it gave them something to hang on to all the time. And although we made some chances in the second half, shot cleared off the line, but it just wasn't their night.
Manchester United are still second and 3 points behind Manchester City. More Premier League football in a second, but let's get some live Test cricket now. Day 3 of the Sydney match, with Australia's Michael Clarke trying to reach 300 against India. Live to the SCG and Jim Maxwell.
Well, at the moment, Clarke has got through the first few overs of the day. He's on 253, but there's a lot of expectation out here about whether or not Clark can get to the highest score ever achieved on this ground. No one's ever made triple century. Tip Foster's debut score of 287 from 1903 stands tall, but Clark has only given one chance in this innings, and India at the moment not posing too many problems with a combination of pace and now a little bit of spin. So Australia just trickling along, 4 for 492. Hussey is 63, and with 30,000 people here, they're hoping that Clark can get 300 and a few more. He's on 253.
Thanks to Jim Maxwell. And back to Premier League football. The Everton goalkeeper Tim Howard scored the opening goal in their match with Bolton, which they then went on to lose. Howard's clearance from inside his own area bounced over the Bolton keeper Adam Bogdan, but goals from David Ngog and the England international defender Gary Cahill saw Bolton win 2-1 and move off the bottom of the Premier League. The Bolton manager Owen Coyle says his team recovered from Howard's bizarre goal extremely well.
Tim Howard's banged the ball and young Adam Bogdan, who was magnificent for us in the goal, was in a good position. He's in the six-yard line, and the wind has just gathered pace off the turf with the ball, and we went 1-0 to a freakish goal. And a couple of weeks ago, I think, you know, one or two would have felt sorry for ourselves, but we've started, you know, pick up a little bit of resilience with us, which we need in this Barclays Premier League, because it can be unforgiving. And from that moment on, you know, we continued to push forward, knowing there was goals in us. Scored two magnificent goals, two exquisite finishes. I think there was maybe 10, 11 passes in the build-up to the first goal. And that belief was great to see throughout the team.
Blackburn Rovers striker Jason Roberts, who's campaigned against racism in the game for Kick It Out, has said that Liverpool could damage their reputation if they continue to insist Luis Suarez is not guilty of racist abuse. Liverpool continue to back their Uruguayan striker, despite a decision not to appeal against his 8-game ban for racially abusing the Manchester United defender Patrice Evra. The club issued a statement which said that, in their opinion, there was a highly subjective case against Suarez based on an accusation that was ultimately unsubstantiated. And Suarez has also commented, "I'll carry out the suspension with the resignation of someone who hasn't done anything wrong." Jason Roberts has told our World Football programme, "You can't use cultural difference as an excuse."
I think it was maybe a reason. Certainly I don't think it's an excuse. If you're going to go to another country, if you're going to play in the Premier League, if you're going to live in our society, it's important that you understand the rules by which we abide to. And I think anyone who understands the culture here would know that you wouldn't use those words, certainly not in the context they were used. It's not good enough to say that, you know, it's okay where I come from, so we do it here. I don't think that's the way that we judge our society, and certainly not the way we judge the Premier League. I think it was ugly scenes that were seen. I think I'm worried about the fact that people are seeing this, that kids are seeing this. You know, this is something that has to be told to everybody, that it's not tolerated, especially in our leagues as they're diverse as they are.
You can hear more from Jason Roberts on this week's edition of World Football here on the BBC World Service. Queen's Park Rangers have failed in their appeal to have Joey Barton's red card for violent conduct in Monday's defeat at home to Norwich overturned. Barton gave QPR an early lead before getting involved in a tussle with Bradley Johnson, appearing to headbutt the Norwich midfielder. Both Barton and the QPR manager said the officials had been conned into dismissing him. Barcelona scored an easy 4-0 win over Osasuna in the first leg of their Copa del Rey last 16 match. Lionel Messi, who wasn't expected to play because of flu, started the match and he scored twice, with the other two goals coming from Cesc Fabregas. Messi managed an hour on the pitch before he was replaced by Pedro, and that win puts Barcelona on course to meet Real Madrid in the last eight of the competition after Real's 3-2 first leg win over Malaga on Tuesday. Now, with only days to go before the start of the African Cup of Nations, co-hosts Equatorial Guinea have appointed the Brazilian Hilson Paulo as their new coach. He takes over from the Frenchman Henri Michel, who resigned last month. Equatorial Guinea are the lowest-ranked team in the competition. Hilson Paulo only met the squad on Tuesday. He has to name his final squad of 23 by next Tuesday. The BBC's South American football expert Tim Vickery says it's a tough challenge for a coach with no experience of major competition.
Well, I don't think a big-name coach would step into a situation like this, and Gil São Paulo is certainly not a big-name coach. You might have read things saying that he's a Vasco da Gama coach, but not of the senior team. He's a youth coach with Vasco da Gama. He's taken charge of a number of small teams in Rio, so he doesn't have anything particularly outstanding on his curriculum. That's not to say he's not going to do a good job, and René Samoes was a comparatively unknown, the Brazilian, when he went to Jamaica in the mid-90s. He qualified them for the 98 World Cup, but it's a very, very big ask for Gil São Paulo to step into this situation.
The Israeli team Beitar Jerusalem have been docked 2 league points for racist chanting by their supporters in a match last month. An Israeli FA court ruled that Beitar made abusive noises and chants towards Toto Tamuz, the Nigerian-born striker who plays for Hapoel Tel Aviv. And the court added Beitar management had not made an honest effort to combat the fans' chants and was resigned to accepting them. Finally, in tennis, Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal remain on course for a meeting in the final of the ATP event in Doha. Both cruised into the quarterfinals. Federer beat the Slovenian qualifier Gregor Zemlya. Nadal defeated Germany's Dennis Gremmelmeier. And a reminder of our top story, Manchester United have lost their second Premier League match in a row. They were beaten 3-0 by Newcastle United at St James's Park, with Demba Ba among the goal scorers. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day. But for now, that's